messages, and we talk about that at the beginning of Lion Arc, and we pick up on it again when we talk about Spirit of Freedom, is that this is about the animals, yes, but it's also about us. You know, our attitude, the way we behave as a species to the rest of the species that share our planet. This is their home too. They don't look like us. They don't speak like us. They don't communicate as we do. But we treat them as they are nothing because they look and differently and behave differently and live in a different way. So this is as much about us as a species and the way we behave towards the other species as anything else. And I think in Spirit of Freedom, that was one of the things that we wanted to demonstrate to people, that these animals belong where nature intended. They've evolved in these areas, and they do have a right to life. They have the right to be happy and to do the things that they want to do where they were meant to be.
Jan and Tim, one last question. And again, thanks for coming into KBOO. For KBOO listeners who can't make it to the movie tonight, how can they support the cause of ADI and maybe even get a copy of the film for themselves?
Well, if they check out our websites, they can go to lionarkthemovie.com. They can buy a copy of the video there. They can also go to ad-international.org. That's the Animal Defenders website. You can also follow us on Facebook. The film shows that we're a very empowering group. We want people to get involved and make a difference. This is a story of how a small group of people pulled together and transformed a country. And it can happen here. It can happen all over the world.
Again, thanks very much for coming into KBOO with that movie. And there's still time to get there, because Jan and Tim have to get there. It's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Regal Fox Tower Stadium 10. That's downtown Portland, 846 Southwest Park Avenue. And you can get tickets online or just come on down and you can see the film and you can talk with Jan and Tim and learn more about the organization. Again, we've been talking with Jan Creamer, who's president of ADI, Animal Defenders International, and producer of the film that's showing tonight, and Tim Phillips, vice president of ADI and the film's director. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanksgiving is the name of a special event to raise supplies for disaster relief in Haiti. There are still thousands left with little after the October destruction caused by Hurricane Matthew. Here to talk about the Thanksgiving project is Terrell Lowry.
Yes.
He's also a KBOO volunteer. Terrell, thanks for coming to KBOO.
Hey, thanks, man.
Matthew was the most powerful Caribbean storm in 10 years, and Haiti got hit especially hard. How did you become involved, Terrell?
I don't watch a lot of TV, so when I was online, I seen a little bit of coverage about the Haiti thing. So I started digging into it. I, like everybody else, I heard about the earthquake a few years ago, and heard a little bit about the relief effort that was going on from the political side of things, and I just felt like, and then when the hurricane hit, I said, well, this has just made the situation even worse. So I said, well, let me try to see what I can do to help out the people over there.
And so you're collecting items to take to Haiti, to the people that are affected. So the items you're collecting are going to go to the World Harvest Missions and New Life Children's Home. Can you talk about their work, and then what will they do?
The New Life Children's Home, you can find them online, just New Life Children's Home. They're somebody that, well, my girlfriend, she is like helping out a lot with this drive. Her name is Noelle Arasanya, and she went online and she found out that they're a nonprofit that helps kids and some families in some of the most remote villages in Haiti. It's already hard to get relief in Haiti, but these people are making it happen for some of the young people in some of the most hard to get, you know, relief places, provided some schooling and healthcare, and just trying to make life a little bit better for kids of all ages over there.
So what kind of items are you collecting to send to Haiti?
When we was doing some research about the relief effort over there, we've seen a lot of coverage of people are already giving out like toiletries, or giving out a lot of water and stuff like that. So it was, you know, we didn't see a lot of like clothes. We seen the kids that are walking in you know, the mud and didn't have shoes, and there a lot of kids are just basically bare essential. So I say, you know, let's try to get some stuff that's like hard to come by, shoes and t-shirts and stuff like diapers and blankets and stuff that are like maybe like a little costly to them, but around our house we have a lot of that type of stuff just hanging around. So just pick up some of that stuff and put them in a bag and just come drop it off at tomorrow.
And speaking of tomorrow, you have a special event tomorrow night. It's called Thanks for Giving. Right. And what's going to happen at this event?
Yeah, like I was saying, so tomorrow we have this event at the Oregon Public House. It's on 7th and Northeast Deacom, right there off of MLK. It's the Oregon Public House is pretty cool because they don't just have like a regular bar and then they just let people come in and just host their, like they actually have, like they help people every day. Like they have a 6 or 7 different charities every day that you can like suppose you go in there and you buy you a beer. Some of those proceeds directly go straight to like they take something off top of whatever they sell. So like a couple times a month they let people come in and throw a charity night, and they give them like a certain amount of their proceeds for the full day. Like it's so whenever they open you can come in and get some lunch, and then like they have happy hour from 2 to 6, all kind of great little food where you can come in and just hang out during the day, and it's all ages, so you can bring your kids. So they have all kind of other things that you can buy at this Oregon Public House, and some of the proceeds goes towards the disaster relief in Haiti for that day. Like you can come in just tomorrow and make sure that you can get like more for the bang of your buck, two birds with one stone, basically. You know, you're not just, but we do also want people to come and donate items to just, you know, even if you can't stick around, you know, and get something to eat or stick around for that, because we have a show, like a little live performances and a poetry slam lined up for later on during the day. Like, so you can come in for happy hour from like 2 to 6, and then later on they have like trivia night. That's already pretty popular at the Oregon Public House. So you can come hang out, bring the family, check out the full menu, and just bring something for this, we're calling like a pack a box. You can bring whatever you got in the house hanging around for like kids of all ages. And just come be a part of, just come hang out, do something different.
And who's helping you organize this?
Go ahead.
The different people in Portland. Who is helping you?
Well, we're pretty like, to say grassroots right now. Got a few people who whenever we do anything, we reach out to a certain couple of people. I got a guy named Anton Drell. He's a Portland State graduate. Now he's over at Warner Pacific. He's like human development, people like this. And like we're meeting new people every day where they just want to help out any way possible. People have busy lives, so we understand it's going to take a little bit, like a little bit from each, from everybody. So if we can get a little bit from everybody, and the stuff that, see, the boxes are going to like cost money to get over to the New Life Children's Home. And like they have a home base in Florida. So we're going to pack the boxes. Like we're doing it all like what do you got? What you got? What you got? You know, and then we're going to take the money from the event tomorrow and we're going to, you know, put some stamps on it and get it over there. And then they're going to, cause it's like those people like in Haiti and the people who have like really nothing else to like to hope for. So like they know how to get stuff done, but like the bare essential stuff, like we take stuff for granted, but they know how to like piece stuff together better, a little bit better than like people who have like given to you all your life. But those people like have to like, you know, saying like they're really fighting for whatever help they can get. So they like the New Life Children's Home, they're helping out the kids who don't really have the political backing and stuff like that.
Sure. And are there any local people from Haiti helping you with this?
So they do have a school, the New Life Children's Home. They do have a school in Haiti, and so they have representatives in Florida, and so it's all like one big. So they have all one big organization. So we're just helping them get more and more and more. So every month we will be like, this is ongoing. We're gonna keep trying to help out Haiti one way or another. Like, and if you have any questions, make sure you just call, leave a message with Cable, and I'll basically get whatever message or whatever help you have.
Okay, and people are really critical about how the Red Cross collected a bunch of money for Haiti, but has not really spent much of the money there. They raised about $500 million to help rebuild Haiti,
right,
but they only built 6 homes so far.
Right.
Do you have any information about how effective the Red Cross efforts have been there?
Like the Red Cross and the USAID, like the people in Haiti, they don't, you know, they don't really care for the for those type of organizations right now. That's what I'm seeing. And also that they're just having their own presidential elections over there right now too, and it's hard for them to even vote. It's hard for them to even get any kind of help or any kind of like organization going on. So, you know, we can be critical of all those organizations, and we just hope that everybody sees that, you know, the light is on the USAID and those Red Cross, so they have to perform. That's what they're hoping.
How can our listeners at KABU help with this project?
Just stay involved, and just don't forget about people like the disaster is going to keep happening on and on and on. So it's hard. I mean, it's easy to forget about at least like these are the most poorest and unfortunate people out there. So let's try to at least help from the bottom up. You know, like we're at almost at the top in Portland, so if we're making it happen in Portland, we can help some other people too.
I agree. Thanks, Terrell. We've been talking with Terrell Lowry. Find out more about the Thanks for Giving project tomorrow night. Come in person from 6 to 10 at the Deacom Street Public House. That's at 700 Northeast Deacom Street.
Yeah, and you just come all, it really just come all day. Just come drop whatever you have off and just come get you a raffle, because we're doing a raffle where we're raffling off all kind of like free haircuts, free food around town. Like come get you a raffle ticket and just come bring whatever you got. So
okay.
Anything you got to help. Thanks.
If y'all need some more information, call 503-828-0884. You're listening to the KABU Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Kanan Schlesinger, Ken Jones, Grace Ann Smith, Jenna Yokoyama, and Rosalind Scott. The producer is Doug McVeigh. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News and for their contributions tonight. Our engineer is Danielle Parks. The KABU Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Rosalind Scott.
And I'm Ken Jones. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show will take your calls to talk about the GOP plan to phase out Medicare. At 9, on Alternative Radio, we'll hear from Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, author of An Indigenous People's History of the U.S. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, your daily investigative news magazine. At 11 on Stage and Studio, Dee Mae Roberts speaks with actors from Artist Repertory Theater's A Civil War Christmas. At 11:30, it's Art Focus. Host Andre Middleton tells us about a new three-woman show called Drawing as Core. Thanks, KBOO members, for your ongoing support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Good night, Rosalind. Good night, Danielle.
Good night, Ken. Good night, Danielle.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Aftermath, part of the Brown Paper series produced by Triangle Productions. The play runs November 28th at 7 p.m. at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza in Portland. In Mary Burrell's 1919 one-act, John Thornton, a young